me to speak tonight. It's been a minute. I remember speaking at a graduate dinner down in downtown Seattle when I about a couple of years after I came into the program, and it was really a special experience, and I'm sure it'll be tonight. Thank you for your share, Kathy. It was great to hear from you. I spent a long time on the East Coast, and I kind of don't miss the winters. How I got here is really a story, I think, about how God works in my life. It's a little different. I actually got here after years of telling the truth about everything but the food in another 12-step program. And I was raised in a pretty open family, and I saw my connection with God was wonderful, and such a gift to have two parents that were supporting me in a very open way and within the confines of a pretty strict religion. Anyway, all that went out the window in 1972 when I think some people, when they go to war, they God get closer to God, and sometimes when they go to war, they get far away from God, and that's what happened to me. I got far away, and I didn't get back in contact with my higher power, which I was very close to at the tender age of 18 or 19, or however high the heck old I was when that happened. I didn't get back in there until 1997, so that's like 25 years of kicking around without a higher power. In fact, being really mad at God, and I just didn't understand so much. But as a result of working, let's put it this way, I love alcoholics. I especially like to marry them, so I found myself in the family program to help with that, and that's how I reconnected through the 12 steps in the higher power. So I'm so grateful, and I developed all the tools and worked the steps and the concepts and traditions and sponsorship and service and all that in that program for years and years. But my weight, it's like a I'm an analytical guy, so it's like I go up and I go down and I go back up a little higher and then down, higher down. So you might be familiar with that, and but the trend line at the high points was certainly fatal. And I don't say that lightly. At my high weight, I was, I think, somewhere around 325 pounds. And it just devastating from a health point of view. Anyway, in 2012, I'm up in my little room in Seattle. I'd moved to Seattle for work, and I was in with a bunch of people. My higher power, that's why I say that the how I got here is a story of higher power in my life. Two of my housemates were sisters in this program, and they never said a word to me, never said a word to me. But one day, as I came down for breakfast, after I had done my prayer and meditation upstairs with my normal practice, a voice up there said, "You're in serious trouble." And I was in serious trouble. I went down and I read my story in a pamphlet called Lifeline that was sitting on the breakfast table. And I said to my housemate, I said, "Hey, I just read my story in here." And she turned to me with that sweet little smile that many of you know, and said, "Welcome." So in a week, I found myself at my first meeting in the Ravenna meeting down in that area. I remember, of course, face to face. And I walked in there and I felt instantly at home. My other housemate gave me a list of men that could be potential sponsors. I called around. Finally, I got one that answered my phone, and he agreed to sponsor me. And he said, "There's just one thing." I said, "What's that?" He said, "The only thing I know how to do is to take you through the what they call the OA how questions." And so that's how I started in OA with the first 30 questions. And as Kathy talks about the abstinence bus, well, I've been sitting on that abstinence bus for since 2013, in June of 2013, and I'm so grateful. But it's one bus ride, one daily bus pass at a time is what I call it. So and I know that. This guy was great, but he was strict, and I called him every day. I answered a question, and his comment to me at the end of the call was, "What's the next question, and what time are you going to call me?" About halfway through that first 30 questions, I was at the skin doctor's office, and I got a cancer diagnosis, a skin cancer diagnosis. And but I had a commitment to call him, so outside that office, I sat down on a bench and I called him. And that kind of thing would have thrown me into a bag of whatever really quick, you know. But I called him and I told him what was going on, and I shared with him. And I re remained abstinent through that. And he says, "Well, what time are you going to call me tomorrow? And when's the next question?" And we just kept going on and on. And through the 4-step questions, which what's took about 6 months to get through. And it was, halfway through that, I said to him, I said, "Hey, these questions are coming from so many different directions. Why are we doing this? It's crazy. You know, they're just beating a dead horse." He says, "Let me ask you a question." I go, "What's that?" He says, "Are you thinking about the food?" And I go, "No." He goes, "Well, then good. Then what's the next question, and what time are you going to call me tomorrow?" Do the work the program, Mark. You're going to be fine. And I'm just so grateful of having that opportunity to work with him. And he took me as far as he could, and then I just can't tell you how important that was. And I mean, he passed away a few years ago, and but now I have another sponsor, and we've got this routine that we do. We call each other. I call my sponsor in the morning at 5:45, 5 days a week. We take Saturday and Sunday off, and we read two pieces. We pray and we read two pieces of literature. And then we have a little discussion, and then we're on our way for the day. And it's a really important milestone, really important part of my day. And I just can't, I just can't tell you how important that is. I want to talk a little bit tonight. I don't, Kathy, great tips about the food and all that, but and I really appreciate that. I want to talk about something else that's going on, and it's a little different. And I want to talk about the gifts that I've received and how grateful I am. I have had a really interesting, time since I'm coming into AA. There's been so many positive changes in my life, but there have been some real challenges too. And as I've worked through those challenges with my sponsor or with other people in the program talking about it, I've come to realize that, this is a new way of life. And if you're new here, welcome to the newcomers. That, there is nothing really too big that can't be handled by working the steps and working the tools that we have here in OA. And it's really not about the food. It's about a new way of living, It's about a new way of approach. It's a new way of going at it. And so the challenge is, I'm 74, and things are changing, and they're changing fast. And it's like, holy crap. I'm looking at, if this is a tape, if my life is a tape measure, and how much tape do I have left? And it's like, okay, so that alone, to wrap my head around and not go into a bag of chips, is reason to believe in the tools of the program. So these are kind of some of the things that I've been going through. This last summer was like the indignities of getting older kind of like hit me in the face. I had a lot of stuff going on, and I've kind of working through it, one appointment at a time, one specialist at a time, blah blah blah. You know, when we all get together, my friends, and they're all in the same age group, we call it an organ recital. You know, it's like, oh my God. But I don't know, maybe some of you can relate, I don't know. But that kind of stuff, it's the gift. I got married, remarried about 3 years ago to a wonderful woman in our program who works an incredible program. And so together we work our marriage using the traditions, using the steps to the best of our ability. And I stay out of her stuff and she stays out of my stuff. But you know, what a great gift. That's a wonderful spiritual gift to be able to be in a relationship like that. We found a place in Costa Rica. I spend 8 months a year in Costa Rica. I get to raise my own coffee. I get to grow my own coffee. I get to process my own coffee. I get to drink my own coffee. It's my hobby. It's so peaceful there. It's my spiritual space. I get and just listen and look out, and I'm like, my wife says I'm a human being and she's a human doing. So I spend my time being a human being in Costa Rica, and I'm freezing my butt off here right now in Seattle, but I can't wait to get back. We're going to leave next week. I had the most amazing experience in abstinence playing live music with a bunch of musicians. I'm not a musician. I picked it up. I learned the drums, played outside. I would never have been able to do that stuff if I was using, you know, food. And it's like being out there without a net, and all the feelings that come with there. You know, when you're out live playing music in front of people, and oh my God, there's an amazing amount of feelings that come up, and fear, all that stuff just kind of rolls around. And I was able to handle that, you know, in an abstinent way. And so I just can't tell you how much it is meaningful to me about this program. One of the things, I'll go circle back a little bit, is that when I first came in, my housemate who drove me to the meeting and back from the meeting, I said, "What's this abstinence stuff we're talking about?" And she said, "Well, some people, it's very individual, eat three meals a day and nothing in between. And oh, by the way, no sugar and no white flour. It's pretty much the standard thing." And so I said, "Well, that's what." And then she said, "And some people write their food down and share it with somebody every day." So from that next morning, that was in sometime in June of 2012, 2013, not 2012. Yeah, I started writing my food, and so I would give it to her. And we kept doing that for years, years. And for me, I just want to share that because it gave me a structure. It was like a prayer. It was like, I'm writing this out for myself. I'm writing it to God, and I'm sharing it with another human being. And that has really helped me. And I've continued to do that. Although my food is so, I'm a kind of, it's my plans, my food plans are so structured now that I've kind of gotten away from that. But I do feel more comfortable when I'm writing stuff down and sharing it with another person. It's this habit. It's a habit that I've gotten into, and it really has helped me a great, great deal. The health benefits of being absent for a long period of time are astounding to me. My doctors look at me and they go, "You're in pretty good shape. You know, you might get hit by a bus, but you're in pretty good shape at the moment. So that, you know, just keep doing what you're doing and keep plugging away." It's kind of been hard to slow down a little bit because I'm getting older. I'm not as active as I used to be, and I've had to kind of modify my or help ask God to help me modify how I go about my day in a physical way. I've had, you know, joint replacements and injuries and all that stuff. So, you know, it's like I've had to really, I don't know, it's change. It's change. I'm changing. Things are changing. How am I handling that change? And I find that the same tools that I've learned in OA to help me with the food help me with that other part of my life, which is very challenging, and will continue to be challenging as I get older. So, I sponsor a couple of people in this program and many in the other program, and so that is really, really important. I learn more from those guys than anybody could even imagine, and so I just think it's fabulous to do that. I really encourage you, if you don't have a sponsor, get a sponsor. If you're not sponsoring, sponsor. I think that's about all I've got for you guys.